1620-945-WTAW. Following comments come from the March 7th, 2022 Bryan ISD School Board meeting, where BISD administrators get initial support from the school board on the idea of spending almost $800,000 in federal pandemic grant money for more employee training of addressing student behavior. Formal action expected later this month to acquire materials and bring in people to train principals, teachers, and paraprofessionals. Interim Superintendent Ginger Carabine among six BISD Central Office Administrators speaking during a presentation.
Talked to colleagues in other districts because, again, they mentioned across the state and nation, everyone is trying to figure out the playbook for pandemic and how to work with students who were out of school for a year and a half.
Another speaker, the principal at MC Harris Alternative School, Karen Casper, has been part of the pilot demonstration of new materials that would be implemented next year. She supports the purchase.
Last week was connecting with students who are disconnected, which is like our world right now. And the other one is over spring break. It's about apathetic behaviors. I still have some very disconnected staff. The pandemic took a toll on them too, and some of them just haven't reconnected. Get kids to trust that what we are doing is for them and not to them.
Like Bryan ISD's promotion of their Essential 8 program, Board President Mark McCall wants this shared with the community.
I don't think we need to go out and buy a foundations book for everybody in the community, but the more that we can talk that same language going back in to the community and promoting those, I think is beneficial.